My wonderful lousy poem. When I was 8 or 9 years old, I wrote my first poem. My mother read the little poem and began to cry.
Buddy, you didn't really write this beautiful, beautiful poem.
Shyly, proud bursting, I stammered that I did. My mother poured out her praise. Why, this poem was nothing short of genius. I glowed. What time will Father be home? I asked. I could hardly wait to show him what I had accomplished. My mother said she hoped he would be home around 7. I spent the best part of that afternoon preparing for his arrival. First, I wrote the poem out in my finest flourish. Then I used colored crayons to draw an elaborate border around it. Then I waited. As 7 o'clock drew near, I confidently placed it right on my father's plate on the dining room table. But my father did not return at 7. 7:15. 7:30. I could hardly stand the suspense. I admired my father. He was head of Paramount Studios in Hollywood, but he had begun his motion picture career as a writer. He would be able to appreciate this wonderful poem of mine even more than my mother. This evening it was almost 8 o'clock when my father burst in. He was an hour late for dinner. His mood seemed thunderous. He could not sit down, but circled the long dining-room table with a drink in his hand, calling down terrible oaths on his employees.